So Creamy Pils was the third major beer that we released, at least in 1997. First one being Fest Beer, which is our Marzen Lager, and second being Hop Devil. And then when we were trying to figure out what the next beer in our line was going to be, we decided to come up with a Pilsner. And all of the distributors, like all six that we had at that time, we now have like 130, we're like, what? A Pilsner? Because this is 1997. People want ales. They want IPAs. You know, we already did the Hop Devil, but they wanted other things. Nobody wanted a Pils because nobody realized that you could actually make a Pilsner that had character, flavor, taste, that would actually bring out the essence of hops. With and we didn't either because we hadn't brewed Prima yet. And then, sure enough, we decided, just like we always do, to do things our own way, and we made Prima Pilsner. And now it's the third largest selling beer that we sell. Like, I sell 220 kegs of it a month here in the city alone, probably around 800 cases of it in the city alone, not including all my other territories. So it was a smart move on our part. And both of the, do you guys know anything, or should I talk a little bit maybe about Victory in general?
Yes.
Yeah, just so that way you guys know who we are. But the real genesis of the brewery is with the friendship between two guys from downtown Pennsylvania, Ron Barchet and Bo Kovaleski. They met in fifth grade in 1973, the year I was born, on a school bus. And they ended up sitting next to each other. I think both of them were probably pretty awkward then as they are now. And so they naturally gravitated towards each other, and that just started a relationship where they've been best friends ever since. Their careers went different ways. Bill became a graphic designer. He went to Temple's School of Art, graphic design. I don't remember what that's actually called. Became a professional graphic designer. Ron was an engineer. He got kind of bored with that. And then on a fateful night, on a Christmas 1994, they got drunk on some homebrews that they had made and convinced their wives that it would be a really good idea if they started a brewery. Because that brew that they were drinking was pretty fucking good. And I think other people should enjoy it. And luckily they have awesome wives. And they said, great, no problem, please, put together a business plan. You have 6 months. All right, and find funding too while you're at it. Awesome. Go ahead, guys, dream. Show enough. They put pen to paper, put together the plan, scouted out space, looked for places to put the brewery. They wanted to keep it near the Brandywine Creek, which is our water source. Just water's nice and clean. They had raised money. They found this place in Downingtown, which is an old industrial park. It used to be a Pepperidge Farm bakery. And they purchased, or they rented out a little part of it, and they started purchasing brewing equipment. And we were going to be called the Independence Brewing Company. And it was going to be very exciting. It was going to celebrate Philadelphia. There was going to be a nice little Liberty Bell on it. And then they got a cease and desist letter from the Independence Brewing Company, also, who was in Philly. Hasn't been brewing at that point, but they, you know, so they're like, oh, fuck, what are we going to do now? So they tried to think about it, and then their lease fell through. And then a series of other tragic events happened in the brewery, and they didn't think it was going to actually come off. And they're like, needed a name still, so that way they could do it for the pitch for the investors. And one of them, neither of them knows who said it, said, man, it'll be a victory if we ever get this brewery off the ground. And they went, And immediately Bill, the graphic designer, like sketched the V with the fingers holding it, you know, and that's how it began. And that sort of propelled them to look in the face and know every day and make it happen. That's a little cool. Well, just I will say that both of them studied in Germany. Both of them worked for other breweries prior to Victory. But Bill studied for about 4 years in Munich. What's the name of the?
The Von Stefan.
The Von Stefan, the MIT of Braumeister training. And Bill will study there for a year. So both of them are steeped in German tradition, which is part of the reason why we only use German malts. And all of our European-style beers are predominantly noble hops, German noble hops. Although we do play around with other ones, but that's what you're going to find. If you find Tettnanger from us, it's Tettnanger. It's from the Tettnanger region. Spalt Select. They cultivated a lot of relationships in Bamberg and the surrounding hop-growing areas. So whenever we go for the hop harvest chronicle over. He'll talk to the families that know him, and they hang out, and he picks which hops are going to come to Victory, and then they bring them to us.
Hmm.
And we only do whole flower hops.
Yeah.
All of our beers. They might mess around a little bit here and there with pellets. I saw pellets once in one of the hop coolers, and I was like, whoa? I was like, dude, what are you doing to me? What's the cone and the flower and the taste? And they were like, no, we're just experimenting with like an English style. And, you know, don't worry, it's not a production beer. Like, you can ruin my game, baby.
Yeah,
exactly. Don't pay no attention to the hop pellets and the oil extract. But so yeah, I think that's one of the things that also sort of stands Victory aside. There's very few places that do whole flower hops